在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Kevin Rudd's long-term vision sees a new Asia-Pacific grouping that would address the region's economic, security and political challenges. The Australian Prime Minister believes that establishing a trading bloc would take more than a decade and would include the powerhouse economies of the United States, China and Japan.Mr. Rudd has been keen to stress that the new union would not be a substitute for any current organisation, including the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. He's keen to promote his idea at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Lima this week. He outlined his plan before departing for Peru in a speech in Canberra.
Our ambition remains to create an Asia-Pacific community by 2020 that brings together the United States, China, India,Indonesia, Japan, and the other countries of the region with a broad agenda to deal with the political, economic, and security challenges of the future. As we know, no such body in the region does that at present.
Mr. Rudd will join other world leaders at the APEC summit in Peru Saturday and Sunday. Global economic worries will dominate the APEC talks. In Asia, there was some rare good news, as most stock markets rebounded Friday after days of sharp declines.Both Tokyo's Nikkei 225 index and Hong Kong's Hang Seng were up about 3%. Stock market traders say bargain-hunting investors bought up battered technology and financial stocks. Despite the gains, market analysts say the outlook remains grim because of signs of a global recession. Some Asian markets retreated further Friday.There were falls on mainland China's Shanghai Composite Index, and markets in the Philippines and Indonesia also lost ground. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.